spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Coming up in this edition, World Bank to review future financial guarantee support for Ghana to check borrowings, a move expected to scrutinize the country's rising debt levels. And Minister for Food and Agriculture pledges to work with Cote d'Ivoire to push for interest of cocoa farmers. Later in the bulletin, we will bring you a report on the increasing number of scam cases among informal sector workers. These and many more shortly. Always a pleasure to have you on. I am Pius Kojobaka. Let's now settle for the details. The World Bank has indicated that it might review future use of its financial guarantee for Ghana's borrowings. The bank was in April forced to make about $372 million coupon payments on Ghana's 2030 Eurobond. This was after the country defaulted on payments for the 2030 bond issued in 2015. Country Director of the World Bank, Pierre Laporte, tells Joy Business this could be a measure to help check the country's rising debt stock.
We recognize our shortcomings and we've learned lessons, and it's got us internally to rethink the guarantee as an instrument and how and in what context we do it, because guarantees remain an important instrument. I mean, there are also partial risk guarantee that the IFC works a lot with and private sector. We cannot just, because Ghana fell into some issues with that, you know, we'll do away. It's one of the instruments in the World Bank portfolio, and we will learn lessons and look at how we better bring this kind of help to countries. But in the broader scheme of things, it's the country's debt management strategy that has to be right.
Pierre Laporte is the country director at the World Bank. Now, the Minister for Food and Agriculture, Brian Ichampon, has stated that Ghana will continue to collaborate with Cote d'Ivoire to collectively protect the interests of cocoa farmers. The two countries in 2019 pushed for a $400 living income differential solely for cocoa farmers. Speaking to Joy Business after this year's Cote d'Ivoire-Ghana Cocoa Initiative, Mr. Ichampon said government will continue to improve the livelihood of cocoa farmers.
In any way, we are, in as much as we come together to cooperate, we are sovereigns, and various countries have their cocoa pricing mechanisms in that respect, and that is just how it's going to continue to act. But there are some underlying issues that affects us all, and those ones are the ones that brings us together. But outside of that, we remain sovereigns, and then we take our own decisions when it comes to our production, our research, our pricing, amongst others.
On his part, Chief Executive of Cocoa Board, Joseph Wainedu, said the two countries will push for fair prices for cocoa beans exported from West Africa.
And Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire producing more than 60% of global crop, we felt that there was a need for us to constitute this. As I say, it's in this formative stage. But then I think we are making strides. And we hold a biannual meeting, and this is the time for us to have this.
Joseph Wainedu is the Chief Executive of Cocoa Board. Organized labor has disclosed of plans to embark on the second round of demonstration come June 26 to drum home their demand for the reinstatement of three sacked workers of Sanon Asogle Power Plant. The workers were sacked for joining the Ghana Mine Workers Union. Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Dr. Yauban, said his outfit will petition the International Labour Organization at this year's conference if management of Sanon Asogle Power Plant fails to reinstate the workers. He spoke at a press conference.
We are now scaling the thing up to the entire organized labor. We are giving them up to 26th of June to get our three guys back to work. If that doesn't happen, by the 26th of this month, they will hear from us. In the meantime, on the 9th of June, we are reporting this to the International Labor Conference. We don't think that this should happen in Ghana 67 years after independence. And so we are taking it up there. And we are hoping that all that will help them to think and think well before the 26th of June.
Dr. Yaoba is the Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, TUC. Moving on to some other stories, the U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Virginia Palmer, has commended technology firm Zipline for completing 370,000 deliveries of medical supplies that benefited over 25 million Ghanaians in just 4 years of its existence. Zipline, which now operates 6 distribution centers across the country, first launched its operations as a medical drone service delivery firm in 2019. Speaking at the firm's fourth year anniversary of Omanaku in the eastern region, Virginia Palmer noted that bilateral arrangements are in place between Zipline and the U.S. towards a rapid development of the firm's infrastructure to scale up access to quality health care for all.
None of us imagined the COVID vaccine or the COVID pandemic when Zipline was being founded, and the tremendous impact you made in getting those vaccines out to people so that they could resume their ordinary lives is enormous. The United States government is working with you to build on these successes. The U.S. Trade and Development Agency signed a grant with Zipline earlier this year to fund a feasibility study to develop the infrastructure for the rapid delivery via drones of medicine and commercial goods across Ghana and West Africa.
Virginia Palmer is the U.S. ambassador to Ghana. Now touching on Zipline's impact, General Secretary of Zipline Ghana, Mawuli Atiemu, however, noted that the company would continue to diversify its operations.
Our cutting-edge drone technology has enabled us to deliver essential medical supplies, including COVID-19 immunizations, blood products, animal health commodities, and other health-saving drugs to 2,700 health facilities throughout the country. To date, Zipline has completed an impressive 370,000 deliveries of medical products, blood supplies, vaccines, and animal health commodities.
Now, as part of moves to encourage the consumption of milk, Arla Foods, producers of Dano Milk, has led a public education on World Milk Day, which was observed on June 1. This campaign was instituted by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 2001. Head of Traditional Trade for Arla Foods, Emmanuel Tano Bonda, said they are embarking on the education in various markets in Accra to encourage the consumption of milk.
We came on board because we are a farmer-owned company. When I say farmer-owned, we have our own farms. We raise the cattle ourselves. We milk them. We send to the factory. So we control the entire value chain. So since we are so much involved in dairy, we decided to be part of World Milk Day. This has been the program since 2018. We've been involved in World Milk Day events since 2018.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, an increasing number of informal sector workers are falling victim to investment scams. The rise in digital communication platforms has exposed traders and artisans to the risk of being swindled by unscrupulous firms who often promise higher returns and low risk on investment. Today on the Joy Business Journal, Love FM's Mona Lisa Frimpong speaks to some individuals who have fallen victim to such scams.
That is the voice of depressed Evelyn Boatin, a hairdresser at Bantama in Kumasi. She has lost over 20,000 Ghana cedis to a failed investment scheme. I made several investments, but now the companies are all defunct. Most victims do not have enough money to engage the services of a legal practitioner to access their locked-up funds. My money is not huge, so I cannot afford the services of a lawyer. at the Swami Industrial Hub in Kumasi, staff of some unregistered financial institutions have been moving around in a bid to attract customers. Zonal Chairman of the Ghana National Tailors and Dressmakers Association, Prince Charles Odru, says some of his members have fallen victim to these suspicious schemes.
Some suspicious financial institutions have their staff moving around our zone hoping to win clients.
Continuous sensitization has made informal sector workers worry. However, victims have recorded a decline in business. They have lost interest in seeking assistance from financial institutions.
Now, we are becoming more vigilant.
I fear saving at the bank. I plow back profits instead.
The Ministry of Finance is embarking on a financial literacy campaign to promote responsible financial behavior. Andy Amexon is head of banking and non-bank units at the Ministry of Finance.
You'll be surprised to know that it is not the illiterates that fall mainly. Even literates fall. Now, you follow the issue with men's gold. They are literates, okay? People with high status in society that had also given their money into those investments. So the Ponzi scheme, it can hit anyone. So if we don't educate people to be alert and know exactly the risk that has to go with these things, I mean, it doesn't matter your status. You'll be surprised those whose investment will go down.
The media have been urged to take deliberate steps to evaluate products being advertised by financial institutions before advertising these products on their channels. For Joy Business, Mona Lisa Frimpong reporting.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report. Follow us on all our social media pages, including LinkedIn. Let's take some messages from Ecobank. And do you receive your salary in an account that gives you more? Is your salary in the right account? No worries. We are here to help. Just open an Ecobank salary account and enjoy amazing benefits like the free life insurance, which provides cover for death, permanent total disability, critical illness, hospitalization, temporal disability, and retrenchment. With the Ecobank salary account, you can enjoy the ability to save as you spend, free debit card, access to loans, and a lot more. And the best part is you stand the chance to win double your salary in the Ecobank Double Salary Promo Reloaded. So open an Ecobank salary account and enjoy all these benefits that comes with it. For inquiries on the Ecobank Double Salary Promotion Reloaded and the Ecobank Salary Account, call Ecobank toll-free on 0800-003-225. Please note, Ecobank will never call you for your Ghana card information or mobile PIN or ask you to pay money before your account is credited as a winner in this promotion. The only call you receive is to inform you that you have won in this promotion and your account has been credited. You are not required to pay money in this promotion to receive your prize. When in doubt, visit any of our branches. Terms and conditions apply. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Up next is Game Plan. Do enjoy. I am Pius Kojo Paka.
Joy 99.7.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.